Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Hi, I'm Brenda Starr, and I want to introduce you to someone I learned about as a child, looking to the sky, looking to the stars. Her name is Mariah Mitchell. She was born on the island of Nantucket, Massachusetts, on August 1, 1818, to Lydia, a library worker, and William Mitchell, a school teacher and amateur astronomer. The third of 10 children, Mitchell and her siblings were raised in the Quaker religion. William educated all his children about nature and astronomy, and her mother's employment at two libraries gave them access to a variety of knowledge. I learned about her in my elementary school library. She discovered a telescopic comet in 1847, known as Miss Mitchell's Comet. She became America's first professional female astronomer. At her home, she entertained Ralph Waldo Emerson, Herman Melville, Frederick Douglass, and Sojourner Truth. Though Mitchell did not have a college education, she was the first faculty member and first female professor of astronomy at Vassar College for Women in 1865, and director of the Vassar College Observatory. She taught at the college until her retirement in 1888, 1 year before her death in 1889. In 1989, Mitchell was named a National Women's History Month honoree and was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame in 1994. Mariah Mitchell, American astronomer, librarian, naturalist, suffragist, educator, abolitionist, once said, "There is no cosmetic for beauty like happiness. We especially need imagination in science. It is not all logic nor all mathematics, but is somewhat beauty and poetry. We have a hunger of the mind which asks for knowledge of all around us, and the more we gain, the more is our desire. The more we see, the more we are capable of seeing." So think of Mariah Mitchell when you see the night sky. I do when I go Brenda stargazing.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up because history is still being written.